Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
On Beacon Hill, state lawmakers are expected today to accept a compromise police reform bill. It's a deal on legislation that came about this summer following the death of George Floyd at the hands of police officers in Minneapolis. Floyd's death prompted massive demonstrations nationwide and calls for overhauling the way police work is done. WBUR senior statehouse reporter Steve Brown joins us now to tell us about the compromise. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bob.
So it's a bill, and as I understand it, Steve, it's a big bill. What's in it?
Yeah, it's 129 pages long, and since it came out last night around 5 o'clock, legislators and lobbyists have been cramming to figure out exactly what is in there. First and foremost, it creates a civilian-led police officers standards and training commission that has the power to decertify officers for certain offenses. Belmont Senator Will Brownsberger was one of the 6 members of the conference committee, and he thinks this board will be effective.
There's no other supervisory board in the country that's like this one, with the extent of power that it has to monitor, to directly discipline, and to hear complaints directly. And it's a majority civilian board. Almost all the rest of the boards in the country are all law enforcement.
So this commission will be made up of 9 members appointed by the governor and the attorney general, only 3 of whom will be from law enforcement. The others include a social worker, a retired judge, and an attorney, among others. Those others, though, cannot be active or retired police officers.
So, Steve, as I understand it, the commission will set up training standards for police forces around the state under this plan and set up a certification system for all police officers. Tell us how this is going to work.
In essence, the officers will be licensed to be a police officer in Massachusetts. They can lose their license or be decertified if they are convicted of a felony, knowingly file a false police report, or use deadly excessive force. The commission would conduct a hearing, and if it decertifies an officer, that officer can go through an appeal process.
Tell us some of the other highlights of this plan.
Sure. It clarifies when police can use deadly force. It also requires an officer to intervene, or if he or she sees another officer use physical force beyond that which is necessary. In an effort to improve diversity, it creates a special commission to look at the state's civil service law. It forbids a public agency, except for the Registry of Motor Vehicles, from using software that captures biometric data, including facial recognition. It allows school districts to opt out of having a school resource officer, and it prohibits school districts from disclosing certain student record information to law enforcement.
All right. One of the sticking points between the House and Senate was qualified immunity, the doctrine that protects public employees, including police officers, from civil lawsuits stemming from performing their official duties. So how did the compromise address that sticking point, Steve?
Yeah, they left the doctrine pretty much intact. Under this, a police officer would lose qualified immunity protections if they are decertified by this new commission. The compromise does set up a 15-member panel tasked with reviewing qualified immunity laws in Massachusetts, with a directive to report back to the legislature by the end of September of next year.
All right, the bill came about following calls from the Black and Latino communities to address how they've been disproportionately affected by policing. What are folks saying about the compromise then?
Yeah, the people we have spoken to are generally pleased. Mattapan State Rep. Russell Holmes told me that this bill has the components that Black people were demanding. He's very happy with police training and certification language. NAACP Boston Branch President Tanisha Sullivan is also pleased.
To the extent we are able to successfully implement these reforms as it relates to standards and training, it is a significant win for our Commonwealth. We will just have to remain vigilant in actively monitoring the work of this body.
And Steve, what about police? What's the reaction from the police community?
Sure, they're not really happy with it. Of course, police unions were incensed this past summer that the legislature even took up this bill. They claimed it was a knee-jerk reaction to events that took place outside of Massachusetts. Last night, Larry Calderon of the Boston Police Patrolmen's Union issued a statement saying that following the death of George Floyd, the union initiated discussions with elected officials designed to enhance and improve policing efforts around the state. He went on to say, despite our good faith efforts, the bill emerging from the conference committee is a betrayal of those discussions and will undoubtedly harm policing and public safety.
So, given all that, what happens now to this bill?
Sure, both the House and the Senate have formal sessions scheduled for today where they will likely vote to accept the compromise, and then it'll be sent on to the governor.
All right, WBUR's Steve Brown, thanks very much.
Thank you, Bob.